880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I have been waiting for a long time to have a show like this. We've got my good friend, Jimmy Cassell. We're going to talk about capitalizing your mid-sized business. We're going to welcome the CCIMs. We'll talk to all my friends that are the local board for the Miami CCIM. And then batting cleanup will be Larry's in. We're going to talk fall, football, and cars. Lots of people, lots to do. I'm not going to tell you what happened in the stock market because my iPad just died. So we'll be right back after this short break with my friend, Jimmy Cassell. We're going to talk about how to capitalize your mid-sized business. Back after this.
Would you like insight from South Florida's top business minds? Check out the debut issue of South Florida Business and Wealth with our exclusive interview with Related Group Chairman George Perez. Find out what neighborhoods are hot and where there's money to be made. SFBWMag.com.
Hey, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon and Freed on Business guest, Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at U Health Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, U Health Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared toward getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And you know what that means by now. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and as always, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I've got a peanut gallery today. The people are crawling all over. We've got an awesome show. We're on up first. We got James S. Cassell, Cassell and Saltpeter. He's the co-founder and chairman of Cassell, Saltpeter & Company. They're a middle market investment banking firm. He'll tell us what that means. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be here. Thanks for bringing me in.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. And what does a middle market investment banking firm mean?
You know, everybody's familiar with the large investment banks, the Goldman Sachs, the Citigroups, firms like that. That's great for big companies, but we're dealing with more family businesses, middle market businesses, not a single dry cleaner, but companies that are growing that need capital or want to sell or do other things. So middle market businesses are really businesses that the vast bulk of people in the United States work for, and it's really the growth engine for this country.
Well, wait a minute now. Everybody says that the recession's over, and but there's still a lot of stagnant feeling out there. It doesn't feel really confident, so it sounds like to me that you're in the business of getting America back to work.
Recession? Was there a recession? Did we miss something?
Oh, no, no. I'm in real estate. Sorry.
You got us confused here. No. Now, the recession statistically is over. But if you talk to businesses that we deal with every day, the middle market businesses, it's interesting because for them, the recession was different. It's not like big businesses, you read your stock portfolio goes up or down. They're worried about their customers. So when you tell them it's over, it's not great for them, but it's not bad for them. It's pretty good for them. So things are getting better. The recession's sort of over. It's really over. But now the question is, how far can they go? And that they're waiting to see.
Well, so let's kind of take it one step at a time. So we're in South Florida, home of the small business person. There's lots of them out west of Doral. In fact, I would believe that a lot of your business comes from the companies that are out west in Doral. So let's make believe that I have a company out by Doral. I've started to grow. I'm done with my friends and family funding. I need more. How can you help me?
You know, it's interesting. There's plenty of money available, and everybody hears money is very cheap, and it is. Interest rates are very cheap. When you can go to the bank and borrow at those cheap interest rates, they hear equity is plentiful. It's true if you want to bring in partners. But how do you grow your business, the mid-sized business today, without having to give away a huge amount of equity? You can go to the banks. There are local quality banks down here. Everybody sees the TD branch at every corner and the Chase at every corner. But there are the Ocean banks and the community banks down here that are providing loans. But it's difficult because although they're lending money, they're not lending it like they did back in 2006 when anybody could get a loan for anything. They want collateral. And interestingly enough, they actually want to be paid back. Novel concept. They'll get over it. But they want to be paid back. So you go to these local banks, and they want collateral. So they want to know if you have equity in your house. Well, people now have equity in their house again. So they can get an SBA loan, or they can get other loans. They can pledge their house, not that you want to. Or they can get a line of credit against receivables, if they have receivables or inventory financing. There's a lot of equipment financing available today. And that can be from banks, but it can also be from whoever, your vendor who's selling it to you. There are a lot of alternative sources today, non-bank money available. Then, of course, everybody hears now about crowdfunding, where you can go online and you can put your business there. And you hear the one or two stories where the money just rolls in. The other nine stories, the money doesn't roll in.
And the SEC hasn't looked at this too carefully yet, I got to believe.
Well, they've looked at the process.
Okay.
But what they really haven't started doing, and they will, is that they're, because it's new, the fraud will start to develop and people will lose their money. And a year or two from now, companies will go out of business. And that's when they're going to come look at what people were doing when they raised the money.
Well, let's talk about more traditional ways to raise money, more thoughtful ways to raise money, more mainstream ways to raise money. And I've got to believe if you've got your small business and your whole family's future on the line, you probably want to be a little conservative. What do you recommend somebody? When is the point where somebody should start looking for somebody like you to be accretive to their growth?
You know, generally, we'll get involved with businesses once they've got a couple of million dollars of EBITDA or profit. You know, the individual business owner who has a couple of stores generally doesn't come to an investment banking firm to help them raise capital. It's got to be their first inflection point for really institutional capital. And now, institutional capital comes from different places. It can come from what people have heard of private equity firms, which are really these firms that have gone out and raised money from institutions to go invest it. Some of them want control of your business. Some of them will take a minority position. There's a growing group of family offices, not to be confused with friends and family capital raising, where you pass the hat and you raise $50,000 here and $50,000 there. These are generally offices that were set up by families that sold their businesses that are looking to deploy or invest directly in companies. Some of those will, again, majority and minority. This is on the equity side we're talking about here. And then there are hedge funds and other funds that are, you know, you can go to or available. So we go and look for institutional money. And then there are some firms, not ours in particular, that will raise money amongst accredited investors. You need $2 million. They may go out and find 20 people at $100,000 or 40 people at $50,000 and raise money that way.
So they're like a broker-dealer then, and you're different than that.
Well, they are a broker-dealer, and we are a broker-dealer. We just focus on different things.
Oh, okay.
We look to raise money from institutions where they generally look from retail investors. That's the guy who calls you up and says, hi, my name is with so-and-so brokerage firm. I got a great deal. Why don't you put $50,000 in? we don't do that. It's good for some, but it's not good for others. It's just we've chose not to be in that business.
So now somebody's approached you. You and them have decided that there is enough EBITDA and enough assets and story to raise some institutional capital. Do you then go on a roadshow? What's next?
Well, what we'll generally do is we spend some time with them and do what's called due diligence. We walk them through. We want to understand their business. We want to understand their strengths. We also want to understand their weaknesses so we're not surprised. We then help them put together material, which, you know, some people call a book, some people call a deck, some call a slideshow, but material which describes their business, both the historically, present, and future. And then we also work with them in putting this material together to tell a story that we can then go show to investors. Once that story is together, we put together a list of possible investors. And they're people we know. We go through to proprietary databases and things that we know. Then we prepare the company. We have them put together a deck or a slideshow so they can do a presentation. And we call the various investors and we pitch the deal. If there's interest, we then have them talk to management. And then there's a process we go through to ultimately asking them for the money.
Now, I work for a single-family real estate-focused office, and we do investments. We do the private stuff that probably leads up to people going to more public and institution. Then we take them to an institution. So we're really like real estate. We do this. But with the businesses, it's very sophisticated. I've got to believe you've got to do a whole bunch of due diligence. What do you typically do?
You know, as an investment banker, we don't do the kind of due diligence that the investor would do. And that's an interesting distinction. If we were raising money from individuals, we would have to do a far greater level of due diligence. When we go to an institution, they do their own due diligence. So what we're trying to do is educate the institution on that particular business and the industry, because sometimes they have a lot of industry knowledge. Sometimes they've never invested in that industry. So we have to give them background, industry, size, things of that nature.
Well, you know, we've only got about a minute or so left. Yep, I know. Well, it's short, but I'm going to have you back if you'll come back.
Only a minute?
Well,
I thought we were here for a while.
We're here for 4 hours, but I got Sandra Goldstein and her pack of merry men out in the other room. I got to get them on talking about CCIM. So, Jimmy.
What an exciting topic.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Sandra's here absolutely cracking up. Sandra, we'll get to you, and it'll be funny, I promise. But this guy I can't beat. So, Jim, if people have a small or mid-sized business, a family business that they think is ready to take to the next level, how do they find out more about you and get a hold of you?
They can find us through the web by putting our name in. It's Cassell Salpeter. That's Cassel Salpeter, Salpeter. And they'll find us. We're here in Miami. I write for the Miami Herald once a month, so on this very subject, so you can read my article. And again, it's got our contact information, but we're available and around.
Well, Jimmy Cassell, helping us get the engine in Miami-Dade County and South Florida off and running again. I want to thank you so much for coming. We'll be right back after this short break with the CCIM board and why you need to bring them onto your team. We will be back after this.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right, all you Dolphin fans out there, remember to go to Dolphins.com. Dolphins.com, get your tickets for the October 12th meeting of the Dolphins and the Green Bay Packers. I'll be there. You be there. I'll see you at the game. Go to Dolphins.com to get the best prices on tickets now.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. It was very, very nicely pointed out to me that I messed up on the Dolphin ad. The Dolphin game is actually October 12th. So you should all join me on October 12th as the Dolphins take on the Packers. Go to Dolphins.com to get the best prices on tickets today. We are here with the people that will get you the best price on your real estate deal. We're here with the local Miami board of the CCIMs. I want to thank the CCIMs for coming in and joining the Freedom Business team. And let's just go around the table and everybody introduce yourself. And we'll start with the president first. Frank, you're up.
Thank you very much. Jim, Frank Rodriguez here, Mello Real Estate. Very glad to be here with you. I focus in multifamily and retail, and as of late, working arduously with Juan Valdez, which is new to town, and that's one of
Doesn't he like care? Were you helping him carry around the coffee beans?
The burrito. Yes.
It's you, man. Okay. And who do we have here from Comreal today?
You're a longtime friend, Edward Redlick, and a big fan of the show, so thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Now I'm blushing. Steve, you're up.
Hello, I'm Steve Riggle with Real Miami Commercial.
Steve, start again and get closer to the mic. It's not going to bite.
Thank you, Jim. Steve Riggle, I'm a CCIM with Real Miami Commercial, and I specialize in landlord and tenant rep and sales and acquisitions of investment properties.
Awesome. And I want you to introduce who's sitting next to you. Sandra, get in there. Talk in. I know you wanted to give up, but I'm not letting that go. Sandra Goldstein, go.
I'm Sandra Goldstein. I'm a CCIM, and I specialize in leasing and selling commercial real estate, and I'm the token woman today.
Hey, there's nothing token about being the woman on our show. In fact, the women are very important. And where were you today, Sandra?
I was listening to Hillary Clinton at a CRU conference. We had a fantastic turnout of 1,500 women and some wonderful men as well, and a wonderful arena for networking and sharing our expertise and doing some transactions. 1,500 women from all over the country.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, let's get back now. We're going to go kind of round robin here. So, Frank, you're up first. Give it to me because I lost Steve's notes. Steve, I lost my notes.
Oh. No problem,
Steve's
Jim.
Notes?
I see that your folder is all kind of ratty and ragged.
Steve's
Why don't you
notes.
Take this Real
Amazing.
Miami Commercial folder and put it in your archives to hold all of your Freed on Business notes.
Awesome. Now I'll never lose my notes again. So Frank, tell us a little bit about why people, what CCIM is. I guess we should start with that.
CCIM, it's Jim, the PhD of real estate. We're all very proud, and we use that lapel. It takes us 160 hours plus of hardcore education to attain that. And we are every day trying to represent the community, be it in retail, hospitality, industrial, like Ed. Locally, we have about 300 members, and these 300 members are proud supporters.
Well, that's great, Frank. And now I found my notes. I'm not too embarrassed to say I found my notes. So, Steve, what's going on here coming up on January 12th over at the Coral Gables Country Club?
It's actually the 21st, January 21st.
I'm doing great today with the dates, aren't I?
You are on it.
I nailed that one.
Anyway, CCIM Miami is happy to present the 15th annual CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's actually Wednesday, January 21st, 2015, of course, 8 a.m. to noon at the beautiful Coral Gables Country Club.
You know, I really love going to that event every year. I get to meet and rub elbows with all the folks from all over the community that do commercial real estate. It's one of the real cross-product type events that come up, Steve.
You know, Jim, our chapter founder, Paul White, every year has done a fabulous job making this conference happen. And he makes sure that we have leaders from the office, retail, industrial, capital market, and investment sectors to make sure the industry trends are pointed out, and then brings in a famous keynote speaker to help pull it all together for us.
Frank, what do you think about all that?
You know, it's a great networking event, a lot of deal making, and we engage speakers that are enjoyed by about 300 investors, bankers, attorneys, you know, business people, and brokers that attend the event.
Yeah,
so
I love it. I love to sit next to the door so I can make sure I hit every person on the way in and on the way out. Ed, come on, we got to hear something from you, buddy.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming, Ed.
Doing good. Well, I guess as we all know, Miami is a great location for real estate. We have a lot of great real estate professionals in the market, but why are we CCIMs? I think we're CCIM because we're our client-based. It's focused around the client. And we should mention there's over 13,000 CCIM real estate professionals around the world. There's 4,000 outside of Miami. When people think Miami, they think South America. They think Latin America. However, we know in the real estate industry, it's not just about that. We have clients coming from all over the world, Europe, Israel, Asia, China. So we are CCMs because we can better advocate our clients' properties and reach the global buyers that are out there.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed in commercial real estate is the increasing professionalism that's going on in my 30 plus years of being in the business. It started out that the only way that you could really get educated would be to go to one of the universities. There were only five programs. There was University of Wisconsin, Texas A&M, University of Florida. Mm-hmm. MIT didn't even have theirs at that point. Wisconsin, did I say Wisconsin? I guess I'm running out of schools. Anyway, so people really needed to go to the CCIM to get their education. And now, when real estate has become even more professionally focused, it seems to me that the CCIM is even more important today if somebody didn't have the opportunity to go to the university and study. Frank, tell me a little bit about the alliance partners you've got rolling here.
Right. So, you know, you raise a good point. Now what's happening is we actually have a university alliance program, and people that attain their master's in real estate come to CCIM once they have all that theoretical knowledge and request for our case studies. University of Miami is one, Florida National University, and they are allowed to become CCIM designees through a program called the Fast Track.
Okay, well, one of the things that I really thought was important is I graduated from the university, had all this empirical knowledge. I had a toolkit, never worked on a car in my life. So it sounds to me like you guys are addressing the shortfall in the education that the universities are going to provide.
The tangible case studies.
I'm seeing a lot of heads nodding here. Ed, want to follow in on that?
Yeah, I think a better educated real estate professional better serves our clients. So if you're a business owner, you want to look at who's going to handle your properties, right? And if you have access to a global network with – there's CCIMs in over 30 countries. And just to share with you real quick, the countries that are buying real estate in Miami – and this came from our friends at the Miami Realtors, which is one of our sister organizations – Canada, France, Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, Italy – China, Russia, Germany, Panama. Well, guess what? There's CCIM professionals in all of those countries, and they can have access to your properties if you want to rent or buy, sell a property here in Miami.
Well, that sounds great. I do want to get back to the event at the Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference for one last second, because I know that you've got a really super-duper sponsor that you guys are going to have for that, and I'd like you to tell me a little bit about the sponsorship on that.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Yeah, there's actually two things. The first thing is that we do want to thank our grant sponsor, Total Bank. We appreciate their ongoing support, and we appreciate the support of so many of our sponsors. And also, Jim, the other point was we're planning to have you at the table that morning on January 21st, remotely broadcasting some of the highlights of the conference and maybe even do some on-the-spot interviews. You up for that?
Oh, my God. That sounds totally awesome. No, I'm there. I'm in. I'm honorary CCIM now. I'm there. I need a pin and everything, but you got to have, like, honorary under it. You know, I did have my protege, Jason, tell him to go. In fact, Frank, that's where you we reconnected was with Jason.
That's with Jason. That's right.
Now, tell me, Frank, who are some of the other main sponsors that you guys have lined up for your events?
Actually, we have Ackerman Centerfit. Mm-hmm. They're one of our sponsors. We have Allied Inspections. They're one of our sponsors also. We have Blizzen. Attorneys also.
Bills and Sumberg. Oh, they're great. Yep. Ackerman sponsors us every year. We do the Ackerman Conference, which is where I learned how to be really good. I'm doing a live broadcast for you, Steve.
I think Greenberg Charg is also a sponsor that we typically are able to obtain.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, Sandra, I want to ask really one question, and I want to make sure I direct it towards you here. You went to the crew thing over on the beach. You saw Hillary Clinton and all the wonderful ladies there. But why did you get involved with CCIM?
I'll tell you why I got involved with CCIM, and that's really at the heart of my experience with this designation. I've been very grateful for this designation, and particularly to Ken Rosen, who told me, if you want to be a real estate professional, Sandy, you need to get your CCIM. And what it did for me is it's given me a level playing field to work with and talk with the same language that other professionals across this country have. It has given me an opportunity to, as a boutique real estate firm, to speak and come in with the bona fides that are needed to analyze a real estate transaction and to give my clients the best service that's very possible in this arena. Well, and I can play on the field with anyone else.
Well, now I know why they had you do the ad, and it was a great rollout, except for the reference to Ken Rosen. Now, what are you doing here, Frank? What are you showing me that you want to talk about? Oh, you want to talk about networking, technology, and education, the three pillars?
Jim, you know, it's quite amazing. I was scribbling here because, you know, we represent more than $2 billion in value for our commercial clients.
Wow, that's just absolutely
nationwide.
Amazing, Frank.
Yes.
$1 billion plus?
$200 billion
of listings with the CCIM. Sounds like people need to go to CCIM.com now if they want to do real estate. Frank, if they want more information on getting together with you and your group, how do they find that?
They can find that on Miami, CCIM Miami. They can Google us or they can
Google needs to pay us money.
FLCCIM.net. We wanted to make it easy for the audience to find us.
Okay, well, there are Jets fans out there, so they really appreciate you doing that. You know, we'll be right back. First of all, I want to thank the CCIMs for coming in and joining our team here on Freedom Business. We're going to do the U-Health wheel at the bottom of the hour. Can you guys stay for a couple minutes into the next segment?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah,
sounds fun.
Awesome, absolutely. Awesome. Well, we'll be right back after this short break. Take it away.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees up.
All righty, we're warming up for Larry's Inn. Larry's going to be on right after we're done at the turn of the hour with the CCIMs. And remember, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you got every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, and a first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, as a high-powered executive, and the folks at the CCIM, they're high-powered executives too. You know, we all demand the best for our health, and that's why we go to the U-Health Executive physical exam. For the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your own personal concierge. That concierge will guide you through your own visit and get you a customized preventative health plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. That's a lot of U's, because it's the U. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with the local board of the CCIMs. Guys, introduce yourself, and lady, introduce yourself, too. In fact, we're going to start ladies first.
Sandra Goldstein. I'm a CCIM, and I'm a commercial realtor dealing with investment properties and leasing.
Steve?
Hello, Stephen Riggle, Real Miami Commercial. I'm a tenant representation broker, landlord representation, and I do investment sales and acquisitions.
We're going to have to get you to know that by heart, Steve. Ed?
My name's Ed Redlick with Comreal Miami and also with the CCIM Miami District.
And we've got the cleanup hitter. He's the president. He's...
Gracias. Frank Rodriguez Mello with Mello Real Estate, specializing in retail and multifamily.
Now, Frank, let's talk real quickly because I want to make sure that people understand the career path people can take to get into professional real estate. Tell people, we've only got a couple minutes, and we got Larry holding on the other line. We're going to bring Larry on in a second. How did you get started in the business, and why did you pick CCIM? Because you have a very unique career path.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jim. I selected CCIM. I was working actually in the days of Holly Real Estate, and I must give credit. William Holly highly suggested that we become part of an organization. And I chose CCIM after researching the kind of value, the technology, and the education that they would provide for me. And the word practitioner, to be a real estate practitioner, and to become specialized and to have some, to have knowledge that was unique and that whenever a client needs it, I can retrieve it from this archive. And CCIM really gave that to me and is giving that to me. That's how I became involved with it.
Well, you know what you give me?
Yes.
No, you don't. I'm about to tell you. What you give me is a go-to guy in Little Havana. Frank's my go-to guy in Little Havana. High five to you, Frank. All right. Now, let's bring on Larry. Is Larry out there? I got Larry.
Jimbo.
Hey,
Jimbo.
Larry. Hey, Larry. What's happening, bro? How you doing, man?
Good. What's happening?
Well, we got these new guys here on the show. They're joining us as, part of the Freedom Business family. We're part of the Warren Henry family. I figured I'd mix my families here. Maybe have a little Thanksgiving dinner here.
Absolutely.
Well, I would definitely like to welcome the CCIM crew. Congratulations on joining the Jim Freed family. It's been a wonderful ride for us, and certainly love working with Jim. So welcome aboard. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Well, Larry, we always enjoy having you on. I was cruising the internet this morning, and I saw Peter actually was doing his job. He put up this this Facebook thing about the Discovery Sport at the Paris Auto Show, and man, it looked like a smoking car. What's going on with that?
Well, that's a new car that's going to be coming in April, replacing the Land Rover LR2. It's going to be something in the size of like an X3, Audi Q5, and it's going to have a third row available as well, which is really unique for something in that class.
Now, that is really unique. So is that going to seat seven people, Larry?
Yeah, it's, well, they call it a 5+2 because really the last two seats in the third row are for smaller children.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
That sounds great.
I guess it's going to seat 7.
Well, that's great. Now, you know, so that's something new that's coming at Land Rover, Range Rover. We've already had the F cars coming out at Jaguar. I'm seeing all kinds of Jaguar ads over there, which usually precedes like a new product launch. What's coming out from Jaguar?
Well, you know, we got the Project 7, which is a special edition of the F-Type that's going to be coming out. It's a really unique car. They're going to make less than 200 of those. So we should have at least one of those come by. Hopefully it'll be pre-sold before it arrives, but that should be really unique. Also, on the Land Rover side, again, we have the Range Rover Sport SVR. It's basically a 550-horsepower version of the Range Rover Sport. It's an axe murderer on wheels.
It smokes, Larry! My God!
It's absolutely insane, and it sounds like the F-Type, which, I mean, nothing sounds as good as that.
No, I got to tell you, is when you cranked up the F-Type at the rollout at Turnberry Isle that time, Floyd even had to jump back. It was so loud. Now, Larry, we talked about the Jag. I just got to say, I love the Infiniti. To me, the Infiniti is the best car anybody could get within the context of the price range and what they're trying to achieve. I absolutely love it. I've owned one for 20 plus, I don't know, since 1989 or something. You got anything new coming to me for my Infinitis? Because Vivian needs a new vehicle there.
Well, we're going to have actually a long wheel version of long wheelbase version of your car, Jim, which is about 6 inches longer. So the rear seat's going to have about 6 inches more space in it for. In case you decide to have somebody drive you around. I know you're a fancy guy.
Well, I'm actually working on that right now. I got the offer out right now.
Yeah, so there you go. We'll put you in one of those, and you can ride around in the back seat, read the newspaper, all that good stuff. And then we also have a refreshed version of the Infiniti QX80 coming out. And that's the biggest in our lineup and one of the best-valued SUVs out there for sure. So I'm really excited to get that along.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend today. He said his wife was looking for – that's why I asked about the 7-seater. And I said the biggest car I know on the – vehicle I know on the road that's well-priced and performs is that big truck that Infiniti has. And I guess that's what you're talking about.
Yep, that's the one.
Now, is that what we're going to be taking to our pre-Dolphin tailgates that we're going to be having coming up?
That is my tailgate vehicle of choice.
I just wanted to make sure. How many outlets does that have, Larry?
Outlets? I'm not sure. I know it's at least 3.
Okay.
But you definitely can crank some serious power out of there, stuff a lot of people into it, and have room for your cooler and all your other good stuff as well.
We're going to have to let Publix know where we park next time, Larry.
Yeah, I'm all about that. Come on, Jim. Let's get that tailgate going.
Oh, I'm there. You know, we're going to have to, and I made the date the wrong, but it's Sunday, October 12th. We'll be in the parking lot before the Green Bay Packers game. Larry and I will be chest-bumping, high-fiving, low-fiving, having a great time out the back of his big Infiniti truck. Larry, we'll be right back after this short break. We're going to hang around the break. We're going to have a great time. We're going to talk to Larry about more cars and more things that are going on this fall with the Dolphins. Maybe we'll even talk a little Miami Heat. I saw that pink Miami Heat game last night. Can you talk a little Heat with me, Larry?
I'd love to.
All right. We're going to be back after this with my buddy, your buddy, the man that brings us the cars, the man that is the man at Warren Henry. Larry's in. We'll be right back after this short break. Take it away. Whoa, I'm going back to Miami. I'm in Miami. You know who else is in Miami? My good buddies at Warren Henry. You heard me kicking it around with Larry. Stick with us. We're going to have lots of fun after this break. You know, it's always good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinitis from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits that they call, I call, we call, the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, the Dolphins are off this weekend, but they will be back at Sun Life Stadium on October 12th. They will be taking on Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Larry and I will be tailgating out of that back of his big Infiniti truck out in the parking lot, and you better join us all out there cheering on your Dolphins, because without us, the Dolphins aren't as good. They need their 12th man, and that's us. I almost said 13, didn't I? Their 12th man. Join me. Go to Dolphins.com to get your cheapest price on Dolphins tickets. Dolphins.com. Join me, Larry, and the rest of us out cheering the Dolphins on as they play Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers on October 12th.
Hi, I'm Sally Nicholas, Associate Publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth. Taken monthly, South Florida Business and Wealth magazine provides insightful, strategic knowledge that will keep you on top of the business news and up-to-the-minute opportunities that will make the difference to your bottom line. www.sfbwmag.com to learn more.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we've got Larry's in. Larry's a general manager for Warren Henry Motors. They've got all the nameplates. You hear it all the time. We talk about them, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. He also has a Lamborghini store up in Palm Beach County. Larry, welcome back, man.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me, as always.
It's my pleasure. Now, we talked earlier in the show, and I want to kind of get back to it for a minute, how Peter was actually doing his job for a change, and had up on your Facebook page the Discovery Sport, which was debuting at the Paris Auto Show, and it sounded like it's a real smoking car. Tell me about that one, and also the one that you call the Axe Murderer.
Oh, well, we had the Discovery Sport coming out. I actually had the chance to see it recently when I was in England at the Land Rover factory. And this is a really cool car that they have coming out. We're going to have the Discovery line of vehicles replacing what we now know as the LR2 and LR4, previously known as the Discovery. But it's going to be a segment buster in our hopes. I know the car is really, really nice. I mean, the pictures aren't doing it justice. And I think that third row thing is a really big deal. I mean, Land Rover is a hot brand right now, very fortunately. Young people really love it, and nobody makes an SUV like they do.
Listen, I know my wife is all over me to get one. We'll talk about that in the next couple of weeks. Now, Larry, tell me a little bit about what you think is going on here with sports in this town. We always talk about sports because we love sports. What do you think is going on with the Dolphins? You think that Tannehill's going to get it together? What are you seeing up there from your 50-yard line skybox that you got?
I think we need to move the team to England.
Yeah, right? You yes, think so? As long as the guy keeps having a quarterback rating. Oh, yeah, 100%. But why should we move the team to England, Larry? Why can't I have it here?
Yeah, I don't know, Jim. You know, I always tell you, I'm a young guy. My entire life has been a lot of pain with the Dolphins. But I always hope that every weekend we're going to go out there and win it. I do have a lot of faith in the team. I think Tannehill got off to a rough start, but he's going to put it together. At least I'm hoping so. But, you know, we've got a lot of glimmers of hope. Last week we looked really, really good. I know it was the Raiders, but, sometimes it just takes a game like that to get you going.
Listen, I love it when my team is sending another coach to the unemployment line. That is always a good sign. And, hey, Tony's Oh, I always get that. Tony Sparano gets his second shot at coaching a team. Hopefully he does well with them.
Yeah, I hope so as well.
Now, Larry, you were in England. You were test driving the sport. What other stuff have you test driven that really gets you going?
I mean, you know, being in the position that I'm in, I'm very fortunate to get to drive a lot of different vehicles. Just recently, I was able to drive the Lamborghini Huracan, the brand new model from Lamborghini.
Wow.
And drove it on Palm Beach Raceway.
Oh,
and
man.
And that car is absolutely incredible. I mean, you know, there's a lot of hype behind it, and it certainly lives up to it and then some.
Well, what's the special feature beyond that? Does it have a new styling, a big smoking engine? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, you know, it's totally redesigned. And, you know, it's more of a car now that you can drive every day, as well as if you wanted to take it out on the track or, you know, drive it in an exotic fashion, you certainly have the capability to do so as well. But it's a better all-around vehicle than anything that they've had has ever been.
You know,
you know, they conservatively test those 0 to 60 numbers around 3 seconds, but there's already magazines who are doing it at 2.5 seconds, which is incredible.
Oh, my God, I can't even believe that. I mean, that sounds to me like, 2-3 Gs pushing you back in the seat.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, most of the cars now actually have, like, a tracker in it, so you could see the kind of G-force that you're pulling.
Really? That means I got to get a new car so I can have one of them G-force trackers. You know, I loved it when they interviewed the Lamborghini guy on 60 Minutes. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. Every time I see that, I go, damn, can I say that on the air? Damn, I guess I just did twice. I can't wait to get up there and do. They're cracking up in the other room now. I guess I'm not really allowed to. But I can't wait to get up there for driver day up in the up at your Lamborghini store, and I really have to finally get myself up there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, we talked and teased to talk about the Miami Heat just a bit. I've got my season tickets. I'm going. I'm going to be there. I'm a Heat lifer. I'm a Heat hashtag lifer. It's my hometown. You know, what do you think? What are you looking forward to this year coming out of the arena down by the bay?
I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I really do. I think we're deeper than we were last year. I know, you know, we're missing he whose name shall not be spoken of, you know, but I don't know. I'm really excited. I think with Mick Roberts and Granger and Lou Aldeng, I think we got a lot more firepower. We're bigger than we were. And the offensive game is going to change. They're not going to stand around and wait for LeBron to do something, you know. Dwayne Wade's going to get a shot at going back to the old game. Chris Bosh is going to be a guy who's going to be putting the ball on the floor, attacking the rim, doing all the stuff that he was able to do previously. I wouldn't sleep on the Heat. I mean, I know Chicago's a good team. I know Cleveland's a good team. But I think we're going to surprise a lot of people. I really do.
Look, the reality is that once you get into the playoffs, and I think the Heat are at least a top four Eastern Conference team, all you are is a tweaked ankle on the other team away from going to the finals. And after that, it's all up in the air. And I was watching their scrimmage last night, and Chris Bosh looked revitalized, slashing, driving, dunking, feathering it in. Granger had a bunch of threes in the second half. So I'm really optimistic, too. It's a lot of fun. I saw Lou Aldeng pull down a rebound and go coast to coast and pitch the ball out for an outside jumper. So I'm very excited. It does add a little bit of intrigue that perhaps wasn't there before. The only question was, would they underachieve or not? Now I'm really excited to watch them put their hard hats on. And as they said in the Herald, watch Udonis bleed a little in the mouth for his hometown of Miami. It's really exciting.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to.
You know, they get the defensive game together. I think they're going to be really, really strong because I don't believe they're going to have any issue scoring. That's for sure.
Well, and we know that defense is the specialty of Eric Spoelstra, and to me, I'm very excited to see what Norris Cole can do, play some good on-ball defense, maybe if he doesn't start, come off the bench. And Chalmers, you know, this is a do-or-die for Chalmers. He's got to start showing that he's an offensive player as well.
Yeah, you know, he's got to be consistent. What always frustrated me with him was that he makes, you know, three great plays, and then, you know, it's almost like he gets too excited and then makes a bad one right after.
Well, you know, the one thing that they've got going for them is the Heat culture, and they talk about it a lot, but I think it's really, really important, the kind of culture that somebody has within their organization. And now I'm going to turn this back on you, Larry, and talk about the Warren Henry family of automotive companies and all the people that work for you, because I go there, I get the same people year after year after year selling me my car, servicing my car, calling me back to make sure that I'm happy. It sounds to me like you, your dad, your grandfather have really created now. Now it's three generations to build the corporate culture at Warren Henry.
Well, you know, it's something that we take a lot of pride in. I think I've mentioned this before, but last year I had the opportunity to listen to Steve Cannon from Mercedes-Benz speak, and he said that culture eats strategy for breakfast. And I believe he's absolutely correct. And that's something that we really focus on here. You know, when somebody comes to work here, they have the opportunity to move up. Every manager within our company started in a position below. And I think that means a lot to a lot of people because they know they have the opportunity. And when the time comes, they're going to get their shot if they work hard. You know, we don't only work together. We spend time together outside of the dealership. We look after everybody, each other's families. And, you know, we really do care. I mean, we spend more time here than we do at home. This is just as much family as it is anything else.
Well, beyond it being family, you offer people in the community the chance to have, I say it this way, not only a job but a career. They get health insurance. They get the chance to earn six figures. And they don't need a four-year college degree or a master's degree. They just need want to and caring. What do you look for when you're looking for people, Larry?
Typically, when it's a sales position, if you have no automotive experience, that's what I'm looking for.
Really?
You know, we like to get people from outside the industry who have never been trained on how to work in the automotive industry, that don't come with any bad habits. Because, you know, when you get lost when you're doing something, you always fall back on your habits. And we want you to fall back on good habits. We want you to fall back on the things that we taught you. It's something that we started doing some years back, and it's really had a lot of success. I mean, some of my most successful people here now all started, some were maitre d's at restaurants or waiters, stockbrokers, former real estate agents. I mean, we've had a lot of people come through from a lot of different industries, and they stay.
Yeah, but there's one guy that really impressed me, and I mean this as one of the young people. We went to lunch last summer with one of your interns. Tell a story about that guy. How did you meet him? How did you meet his family?
Well, my grandfather, when he was first getting started in the business, well, actually, he had been in the business for a while, but was starting a dealership. He had a used car dealership. And this gentleman who was with us at lunch, his grandfather, was my grandfather's first employee. And he was an engineer in Cuba, but came over to the United States and didn't have the same accreditation. So he was working as basically a lot attendant at my grandfather's dealership. And my grandfather had this opportunity to get on board with this brand called Toyota that nobody else wanted. And he asked the gentleman who was working for him if it was a good brand. And he said, yeah, we have these in Cuba. They're great cars. You should go for it. So ultimately, he ended up getting in the Toyota business. Now, they worked together for years and years, and this gentleman actually went back and got his engineering degree in the United States and became a pretty heavy hitter in his respective industry. And now his grandson has a love for the industry, and fortunately, he's come back as a summer intern for me for the last few summers, and I hope that once he gets out of school, he'll come and join us because he's absolutely brilliant. He's a car guy at heart, and, you know, it's another part of the family.
Well, Larry, I had to roll that story out because it tells all about who you are and what you guys are. We've only got about a minute in the show left, so if you could just roll out how people find you, I'd really appreciate it.
Sure. You can always find us at www.warrenhenryauto.com, at Warren Henry Auto on Twitter or on Instagram or facebook.com/Warren Henry Auto.
Well, Larry, it's the best. I thank you so much for being on the show, as always, and thanks for supporting us and the rest of the folks we have on. I look forward to seeing you at the Dolphin game and seeing the rest of the team up at the store real soon.
Hey, Jim, by the way, I know you have heat tickets now, so don't forget, I'm going to be calling you.
Oh, you could call me. In fact, I'll call you after the show. We'll figure it out right now, Larry.
Sounds good. I'll catch up with you soon, Jim.
You got it. Oh, it's my pleasure. That's my good friend, Larry Zinn. I want to thank the people at South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. I want to thank our new sponsors at CCIM. I want to thank Tarek Maddox, UHealth, the Warren Henry Automotive Group. I want to thank the NFL alumni and the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins. My gosh, what a great list. Lawrence Kidd, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at the University of Florida, UHealth. And, of course, I want to thank you, our sponsors. Go to our our Facebook page and like our show, please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and our website. If you missed the show, it'll be on the website, www.friedonbusiness.com. It's Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next Thursday at 5 on 880. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. You see, you don't talk.